بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the incident, the massacre which happened in Christchurch in New Zealand yesterday, also one of my friends came to me and asked me what is it we should do and how are we to respond or react in such situations. So I want to say a few things, but before I go there, let me first say what you shouldn't do. Before we talk about what you should do, let us talk about what we should not do. And what we should not do is to forward all kinds of videos and all kinds of so-called news without thinking, without verifying. One of the things which has been forwarded over and over again is the video of the actual shooting happening, the live streaming. I don't know, Allah, I think Muslims have no brains anymore. Brains have been fried, eating too much of biryani. Tell me, why did the man live stream that thing? Because he wants the whole world to see, right? That is his intention. And you who forward those things, you are helping him to fulfill his intention. So you are helping the murderer in his goals, in his aims, right? So go and look in the mirror and say, I am a helper of the murderer, because that's what you are. Just because you have no brains and you did that brainlessly doesn't mean anything. It means that this is what you are doing. You are helping the murderer. That is who you are. No, go look in the mirror and slap your face. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Similarly, this morning I get another picture with the caption saying, mass funeral in Christchurch. So I called a friend of mine who lives in Christchurch. He is involved in that masjid. He is involved. I said, what's happening? Is there a... He said, the bodies will be released today, one by one. And he says, some bodies are going to go overseas because those people are from outside. The bodies will only be released today. So until now, there is no janaza, nothing has happened. And somebody is forwarding some photo from somewhere, Allah knows where, of a whole lot of, bodies there and people praying janaza. Why? What is the purpose of this? Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Seriously, we have to examine our sanity. I think we have become insane. We have completely lost our brains. Please, do not forward anything. It is not your job, right? You are not the editor of a newspaper. You are not running a TV channel. It's not your job. It's not Allah has not sent you into this world as a postman to forward all kinds of stuff. Do not forward anything, period. There is no need. Let people find out on their own. You don't become an agent for evil. Because please understand, whether you forward something mindlessly or you forward something deliberately, you are responsible. You are responsible legally and you are responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, and you will answer to Allah on the Day of Judgment. As simple as that. So just saying forwarding as received is not a shield against this mindless nonsense of forwarding stuff. Do not forward anything. Very, very important for us to understand that. Please understand, mukhalifat and opposition to Islam, we actually have a date for this. When did it start? We know the exact moment when it started. We have a time and a place for this. What is that? It is when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the mountain of Safa and he said, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِهُ. He said, say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and become successful. That is the date, that is the time, that is the moment, that is the place, the location when opposition to Islam started. Because the first thing that happened when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La ilaha illallah, the first thing that happened was not people hugging him, was not people throwing flowers at him, was not people saying, fantastic, what a beautiful idea, we were waiting for this. The first thing that happened was opposition. So this is nothing new. Today we have normalized two things in this world. We have normalized fascism, which we call far right. It is not far right, it is far wrong. There is nothing right about fascism. We have normalized fascism and we have normalized cowardice. You ask a Muslim in authority, why is it that you don't raise your voice against blatant injustice which is happening before your eyes? He said, no, you see, times are different. The government will do something to me. I will lose my job. Excuse me? That is why you have your job. So lose it. To stand up against threat is what Islam demands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the ayat in Surah An-Nisa, Allah said, stand as witnesses before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not fear anyone except Allah. We have normalized cowardice. We have normalized hiding and running into our own holes and allowing injustice to happen. And then we give that as an excuse. Oh, but you see, if I stand up against injustice, I would have been hurt. Yes, of course you would have been hurt. That is why you have that position. That is why you are getting a salary. Why do you think you are getting a salary? Is there a pension? If you are not worth standing up for justice, then get out. Let somebody else stand there. Why are you there? We have normalized fascism and we have normalized cowardice. And believe me, these two are a lethal combination. And every single person will burn because of this. You will burn here and you will burn there. So what must we do? We must do what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. See the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Opposition started from day one. From that first moment, people attacked him. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, physically they attacked him. They abused him. They tried to malign his character. His followers, they tortured them. They killed them. But did you ever ask a question? I mean, all of you, these stories we have heard a million times. And we have gone brain dead about these stories. We don't even ask a question. Why has anyone never asked a simple question? Simple question is, 13 years of oppression in Makkah. Why is there not one single incident where a Muslim attacked a non-Muslim who was oppressing him? Why is there no incident? Now you might say, well, you know, they were all cowards. Is it true? Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu was a coward? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a coward? Uthman bin Affan was a coward? Abu Bakr Siddiq was a coward? Whether they were cowards or not, we saw in the Battle of Badr. When the hukam was given to them to fight, they showed what they were. So how come they never did anything? How come they never retaliated in kind? Somebody beat them, they didn't beat them back. Somebody killed them, the survivors, the family did not kill that person. Abu Jahl should have died in Makkah itself. I mean, he was not going around with a security detail of three levels of security surrounding him. He was walking alone. How come nobody stabbed him? How come nobody killed him? Carrying weapons was a normal thing in those days. Everybody carried weapons. How come nobody killed Abu Jahl? How come nobody killed Abu Lahab? How come nobody killed people who were torturing and murdering Muslims? Not one single Muslim raised a finger against anybody. When Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, these are the stories of the seerah. Read them and use your brains. Don't just read them like a minded person. When Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu announced his Islam, his son Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, my father stood near the Kaaba and he announced his Islam. He said, I am a Muslim. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He said, people came running to him to attack him. And he said, they attacked him and they fought him, and he continued to defend himself. He didn't kill anybody, but he continued to defend himself, he said, until it was evening. The whole day he was attacked. Did he turn around and kill anybody? Never. So what must we do? We must do what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. We must do what his sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majmain did. They did two things. One, they did not retaliate in kind, because that is not our way. Our way is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not react to violence with violence. We do not react to evil with evil. We do what Allah told us. And what did Allah tell us? How did Allah tell us to respond, to react? Idfa billati hiya ahsan. Allah said, push back, retaliate, respond with the best. Hiya ahsan. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. Allah did not say react and respond with the worst. No, Allah said with the best. So our way is to respond with the best. What is the best? The best is love. The best is respect. The best is to stand up for the truth. This is what the Sahaba did. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. Number one, they did not react in kind with evil. And number two, they did not stop doing what they were doing. They didn't hide in a hole. They didn't run away. They didn't say, Allah, you know what, this thing is dicey. System, the government is hostile. Conditions are different. I'm sorry, I cannot stand up and say all this. My business will suffer. My job will go. Did they say that? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We should be ashamed to call ourselves Muslims. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Islam without asking. And it's a mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here into this masjid, into this house to see what we are and what we are not. But a day will come when we will stand before Allah Jalla Jalaluhu on the day of judgment. We will stand before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his house, and then what will happen? Will we be allowed to meet him? Will we be allowed to take the water of Kawthar from his blessed hand? Or will we be driven away from him? As he said in the hadith, he said, I will be standing at Kawthar and I will see my ummati is coming, and I will recognize them by the signs of wudu, because their faces and their hands and their feet will shine. He's not talking about people who didn't pray. He's talking about people who prayed. And he said, however, the malaika will drive them away from me with whips. And he says, I will call and say, why are you driving them away? They are my people. The malaika will say, Ya Rasulallah, you do not know what they did after you left. This does not refer only to committing shirk. This does not refer only to making sujood to qubur and graves. This refers to living our lives the opposite of what Rasulullah taught us. Please understand, what were the mushrikeen of Makkah, what were they saying to Nabi? They said, no, la ilaha illallah is no problem. No problem. The people of Taif came, we will say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We will pray. No problem. Salah, we will establish salah. But we don't want to give zakat. Don't tell us to give money. The people of Makkah said, La ilaha illallah, no problem. But we'll live our lives the way we are living. We've got our gods and so on, we'll worship. What are we saying today? La ilaha illallah is no problem. Salah is no problem. But I want to have my ostentatious wedding. And I want to have this gana and this song and dance in my wedding. And I want to do this in my business. And I want to take some interest from here. And I want to run and hide for cover when I have to stand up for the rights of the oppressed. All of this I will not do. All this also I want. La ilaha illallah is also fine. And salah is also fine. And don't worry, here is some chanda for your masjid. And here is some chanda for your madrasa. So shut your mouth. Right? I will fill your mouth with dollar notes. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Now, brothers and sisters, please understand this. If you are Muslim, behave like a Muslim. If you are not Muslim, I've got nothing to say to you. And how does a Muslim behave? The way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behaved. How did he behave? He behaved with dignity. He did not respond to evil with evil. And he behaved with courage. he stood up for the truth. If we do that, inshallah al-Mustaan, a day will come when we will meet him on his house and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permit us to say salam to him, and Allah will permit us to take the water of Kawthar from his blessed hand, and Allah will permit us to follow him across the Sirat into Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala. This is our choice. Do we want that, or do we want to be among those who will be driven away from him with whips? And you know what that means, and you know where they will go. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.